Now, living in big Chinese cities means dealing with smog, lots of it, but perhaps not quite as much as before. Beijing is doing its best to clean up its act. It is not just there yet, but here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
Waking up each morning in Beijing, I pull back the curtain with a mixture of excitement and dread. What's on the other side can make or break your day. Like waking up on a Saturday with plans to play touch football, only to see a thick white soup engulfing the skyscrapers and obscuring the distant hills. If it's over 250 on the small particulate matter reading, chances are a message will buzz in the group chat saying, touch football is off today. By contrast, an Australian city usually registers a PM2.5 reading somewhere around 20 or below. On the flip side, I sometimes pull back the curtains to reveal an unexpectedly brilliant day. The hills are vibrant, the glass buildings shine, and the paramilitary police who live next door are outside doing drills. If it's a weekend, I'll hastily change plans to make the most of the good weather. All up, it seems Beijing's pollution is improving. The peak of it was 2013, but when I arrived back here in 2015, there were still many days where the smog reading exceeded 500, sometimes 600. Jan Bolquillod is the Air Quality Monitoring Director at IQ Air Visual, an organisation that publishes real-time monitoring of major cities, and he confirmed that, yes, Beijing has improved.
We were also very surprised that actually the pollution in China, especially Beijing, has actually decreased if you compare to previous years. So that's actually, we can really see a trend of the pollution going down. Whether or not this is sustainable, we don't know yet, but at least the figures show that there's a positive trend for China.
One factor is China's economic slowdown, which has hit heavy industry the hardest. But Jan Bolquillod says Beijing's improvement has been no accident, with government policy playing a role.
So Beijing has actually implemented so many environmental restrictions and regulations, which has really prevented the growth of pollution and really the decrease. So especially moving factories away from Beijing to outside of to some provinces in the outskirts of Beijing, as well as also closing down some of the power plants, which were coal-based. So I think that really helped a lot.
Air Visual's monitoring shows it's not just Beijing. Most Chinese cities lowered their air pollution last year. And now it's fast-growing India that has 7 of the top 10 polluted cities in the world.
The people in China decided to change this situation. So that maybe came from the grassroots, but the government really took this very seriously, and that's why they poured billions and billions of dollars to clean up the environment. And that's something that hasn't happened in India or Pakistan yet. The level of awareness there is really, really low. That's actually strikingly low compared to the emergency that they are facing in terms of pollution.
This means I'll leave the bulk of air pollution stories to my colleagues in Delhi. And as I write this, it's another stunning day in the Chinese capital, with an air pollution reading of just 24. That's just like being back home.
Bill Birtles there. I remember my first trip to Beijing. It was several days before I realised it was surrounded by hills, or at least off to the north, because you sure didn't see them there for some days. Some good news from Beijing on the pollution front.